Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 22nd of November. I'm Paul White. This is the Lord's Day, traditionally what the church called the Lord's Day, that day after Jewish Sabbath where the church gathered together, although they didn't only gather together on the Lord's Day, but many people do today gather together. We will be gathering together with our group here of friends and community here in North Georgia at 5 p.m. tonight to have our monthly meeting that we've resumed and I'm very excited about. If you're ever in our area, let us know. We do have every week we meet on Tuesdays, but we also meet one Sunday night a month. And I'll be continuing the Silencing the Lamb series. The first two sermons of that we've already posted. They were God Provides a Lamb and We Would Rather Have the Lion. And we will be ministering tonight on His voice, on The Lamb Speaks, and what His voice means and why it's important and why we need to be listening more than ever. So I'm excited to be with my friends, but also to share that word. And of course, we will bring that to you in a couple of weeks when we finish airing the sermons from the North Carolina meeting. By the way, that message is up today called Condition the Atmosphere from Harvest Fellowship Church in Goldsboro, North Carolina. We do two sermons from there, this one this Sunday, one next Sunday. And then we'll air for you that monthly. In between, we will have some meetings coming up that I hope you will, if you're in the area, you'll come and see us next Sunday morning. I will be in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. My dad is the interim pastor at the Southside General Baptist Church, located at 817 Arthur Street in Poplar Bluff. And I will be ministering for him next Sunday morning, the 29th of November, 10:30 a.m. Central Time, and that is the Sunday after Thanksgiving, as we're heading into Thanksgiving week. And, of course, my family and I will be traveling, meeting our son in Missouri, having Thanksgiving with family on both sides of the family, and then sticking around a few days so we can minister for Dad. I'm really excited to see my friends and so many faces I know and go back home and spend some time. And I'm honored to speak at my dad's church and doubly honored that he asked me to preach on the Tabernacle of David. He feels like his church is in a position to take that sermon in. And I'm honored that someone would feel like I could say something well enough they could request a sermon. So that's going to be a lot of fun next Sunday morning. I've also told you about Decatur, Alabama, with Barry Simsrott, his church. I go every year to Grace River. We'll be there the first weekend of December. But I have a new addition to the calendar I want to tell you about real quick. On Friday night, December the 18th, that's 1 week in front of Christmas, we are coming back to the Columbia, South Carolina area. I will be in Prosperity, South Carolina. This is a little rural community outside of Columbia and Chapin. We go to Chapin frequently and we'll do more so. We're planning on being in Chapin once a month in 2021. So we're going to have it at a neutral site church. So this is a church that's been gracious enough to open their doors and let this group use it on a Friday night. That's coming up the 18th of December, 7 p.m. Eastern time at the Park Road Baptist Church at 360 State Park Road, Prosperity, South Carolina, 29169. And I will have my friends Oben and Amber Brown with me. They're going to do a few songs. We're going to worship together, share some words. It's going to be an exciting night 1 week before Christmas. If you are in that area, we would love to have service with you. Okay, let's do a little devotion from the 145th Psalm, shall we? That's what the podcast is best for, is to take a few moments, take a look at the Word, and enjoy the goodness of God. I want to read to you from Psalms 145. We don't have a lot more that we're going to cover in the book of Psalms. I have skipped around, basically moving left to right, but we will do one more after today, for sure. But I've had a lot of fun bringing New Covenant realities out of these old psalms, this old songbook of Israel. Here's another one that's just gorgeous today. Psalms 145, verse 3, "Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and His greatness is unsearchable." That word unsearchable is better translated. His greatness is beyond our understanding. Even better than that, I like the Christian poet, pastor, I don't know another great word for Eugene Peterson. I don't think you can give enough great words for the thinking and the writing of the late great Eugene Peterson. But his translation is the Message Bible. Here's the Message Bible. In Psalms 145:3, when the psalm says, "Great is the Lord, greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable." The Message says, "There are no boundaries to His greatness." I love that. Think about that. There are no boundaries to the greatness of the Lord. One generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works. Men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness. That word utter is literally, they shall bubble forth the memory of your great goodness. Now listen to this. They shall sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious. Now I want you to remember, in verse 3, there's no boundaries to His greatness. All right? Here's the danger in trying to put boundaries on the Lord's greatness, because you have verses like 8 and 9 that push back against you. Psalms 145, 8 and 9. The Lord is gracious. He's full of compassion. He's slow to anger. He's great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and His tender mercies are over all His works. I want you to recite that in your ear. The Lord is good to all. So when you read something like verse 8, the Lord's gracious, He's full of compassion, He's slow to anger, He's great in mercy, you're going to be tempted to put qualifications on that, because we always are. Because if He's gracious, full of compassion, slow to anger, great in mercy, then who gets that? To whom is He gracious? To whom is He full of compassion? To whom is He slow to anger? To whom is He great in mercy? The answer, the Lord is good to all. Let's not be guilty of limiting the graciousness, the compassion, the lack of anger, and the greatness of mercy of the Lord our God. His greatness is unsearchable. His greatness knows no boundaries. I'm going to say to you today, you have not done enough to ever qualify for the goodness of God. So receive it as an act of grace. He's gracious and full of compassion. But don't only receive it for yourself. This is the great challenge. Be able to see it in the people that you don't think deserve it. Qualify people in your life to receive the graciousness, the compassion, the lack of anger, and the greatness of God's mercy. Qualify them simply on the grounds that the Lord is good to all. That we read earlier in the book of Psalms that the Lord is good to Israel. But what you find as the songbook expands is their thinking expands. No, the Lord's not just good to Israel. The Lord is good to all. The goodness of God knows no boundaries. There are no boundaries to His greatness. I'd encourage you to read the remainder of the 145th Psalm. There are 21 verses, and we really only read verses 3 through 9. There's so many good, little, wonderful, poetic truths in that. But we'll do one more from the book of Psalms, and we'll do that on tomorrow's podcast before we proceed onward through the Old Testament. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day. God bless.